Thank you, Sarah. We end with a bit of sporting news. Now, no one can miss the fact that Euro 2020 has got underway and England have played two games. The first, against Croatia, was enjoyed by about 300 fans at the arena in Avian Way in Norwich, with a colourful mix of white tops, red tops and even no tops as the match played out on a giant 6 metre by 3 metre screen. And there was a real buzz as fans cheered on Gareth Southgate's men to a 1-0 victory. The second game was against Scotland and was the first time the national rivals had faced each other in a major tournament in 25 years. The Woolpack Inn in Norwich was full, with fans keen to enjoy some good football, but the game ended with a goalless draw.
The game against Russia and Finland was followed avidly by many, as Teemu Pukki is a firm favourite with the Norwich City side. In particular, youngsters from Sproulston Infant School on Recreation Ground Road got into the sporting celebrations. They made lots of different flags and sang songs outside. Andy Palmer, the class teacher, said the children were enjoying learning about different countries through the international competition. They will be cooking international dishes and learning foreign phrases. Children flew the Finnish flag proudly for the striker during the clash with Russia, who won by one goal.
Norwich City fans are used to Pukki mania, and now they have a leg up on the rest of the country when it comes to getting hold of the much sought-after shirt of the Flying Finns' home nation. Finland's Euro 2020 home shirt has been flying off the shelves in the UK, with the top almost sold out across the country. The Finns made their European champion bow in a dramatic game, overshadowed by the collapse of Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen, who is now recovering. Prior to the game, the Finnish kit was proving popular with British fans and was being sold by Sports Direct and Nike, who had both sold out, while JD Sport only have junior sizes. The shirt was being sold for £70 in these stores at the start of the year, but demand has seen Norwich City partner with the Finnish FA to offer supporters a 10% discount on importing kit from Finland. And to import the shirt with Pukki's name and number will still set fans back around £110, even with the discount.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the stories were taken from the Eastern Evening News, with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label, and there is no postage to pay at all. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. We are always pleased to hear from you, and so if you would like to get in touch, do give us a ring on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget to keep listening at the end of this announcement, as Let's Talk will soon follow. We will continue to bring you the news fortnightly, and the next edition will be recorded on Wednesday, the 7th of July. We hope it won't be too long before we can resume our weekly production. Thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook, Sam Elmhurst and me, Matthew Tucker. The editor was Sarah Lusher and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. So, from both of us, goodbye.
Goodbye.